All right, again, in the realm of adjuvant chemotherapy, patients with strongly ERPR-positive, node-positive tumors should generally receive TAC chemotherapy as opposed to dose-dense AC paclitaxel and other regimens. Getting into this question of to what extent was benefit seen with dose-dense, are we as confident in that in an ER-positive patient as we are with TAC?
One of the difficulties in looking at the adjuvant therapy studies and making cross-study comparisons, I think, are that the patient populations are often quite different. The doses and schedules of chemotherapy are almost by definition different. And I think it is provocative, the analysis that's been done of the dose-dense study that shows very little benefit to dose-densing the therapy in receptor-positive breast cancer versus the analysis in the TAC study where there doesn't appear to be much difference in efficacy between the ER-negative and the ER-positive patients favoring TAC. But those are indirect comparisons, and so I'm not sure that we can make much of that specific finding in that study. It'll be interesting to see as E1199 folds out, to see with very mature data, to see if there is a differential responsiveness with docetaxel versus paclitaxel, because that's what you'd have to hypothesize here.
Based on ER?
Based on ER, that's correct.
Actually, most of the people there agreed with you and felt like they weren't ready to abandon dose-dense AC paclitaxel, which, according to our patterns of care studies in both investigators as well as an oncologist, is by far the most common chemotherapeutic regimen right now being used for node-positive patients. And as far as I know, last time I talked to you, that was your sort of chosen regimen for node-positive patients. Is that the case?
Yes, and it continues to be the case. I've been surprised at how non-toxic dose-dense AC followed by paclitaxel is to deliver. I think you can argue it's even less toxic and easier to deliver than the every 3 weekly regimens. And my experience with TAC is that it's a difficult regimen. It's a tolerable regimen. Women can get through it, but it's a much more difficult regimen just in terms of acute toxicities.